Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4594.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would have to say my grandfather. He's 85 years old and he still does the same outdoor stuff that he did when he was in his mid-20s. He bikes every day, he plays tennis, he goes swimming. And that's just the kind of guy that I aspire to be when I'm his age.
What do you aspire to be?
Well, I guess an outdoorsy guy for the rest of my life. I want to, be a good father, a good husband.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I guess a little more introverted, analytical. I guess that's what I would say.
What types of things make you happy?
Going on a good hike. I like to work out, swim, being with my dog.
What types of things make you sad?
Well, I am several hours away from the rest of my family, and that's something that can make me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
Well, I mean, I guess I come from a family where not everybody went to college. And since I did, it sort of became a big deal for me and my family.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this?
Well, I guess I've noticed this at work and in other settings. If there's ever a task that no one wants to complete, I'm always the one that is ready to do it and try my hardest, even if I don't know how to do it.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I guess one of them would be empathy. I think that's a very important skill for people to have, to understand where everyone else is coming from.
What quality would you most like to see flourish?
I guess sometimes in big social settings, I'm not the most sociable person. I'd like to put myself out there a lot more than I actually do.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
I guess to work very hard, in all facets of life, and to, hold close what's important to you, like family, friends.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, we do go to the cabin a couple times a year for a couple weeks, and that's always very important to me. Since I live far away, we don't get much time to do that. It's always just, playing games, fishing, sitting on the dock.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why this gift was so special.
I guess the most cherished one, and I sort of forgot this was a present. When I was 2, I got this blanket that my mom sewed, and it's something that I still have to this day, so I think it's very important to me.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
In my childhood, I was a singer in the choir. I did a lot of skateboarding, and I did a lot of biking when I was a kid as well.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
Well, my favorite book would have to be... I really like the Freakonomics books. They just sort of explain the relationships that you wouldn't normally find in everyday life. And types of books that I like are, things like that, sort of quantifying things in everyday life, and I also enjoy the good fantasy epics, like Lord of the Rings. I'm currently reading Game of Thrones. Right now, my favorite literary character would have to be, I would say, Arya Stark from Game of Thrones.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character in that book?
Wow, so I'm on book 4 of Game of Thrones. And I guess in the last one, my favorite one was Tyrion Lannister, because he's just a smart, witty guy who always knows what to say, despite his despite his deficiencies.
What was the last movie you saw? Did you like it?
The last movie I saw was World War Z, and yes, it was a great movie.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I've started watching a lot of football. Every 4 years, I'll get back into soccer. That's about it.
What do you like to do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, I go to the gym at least every other day. That's sort of important to me. It makes me feel good when I go. I do bike a lot, and every weekend I go for a hike.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
Well, at work, there's creative things that I have to do. I don't really know how to explain this. As a data analyst, I'm only given the raw data, and how I interpret it is sort of up to my creativity. Other than that, I mean, I still like to sing, even though that's not really something I'm creating. It's something that I'm given and I make out of it, but yeah.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
Well, I have been reading a lot about ancient Roman history, and I suppose if I could pick anybody, it would be Julius Caesar. He did a lot for the Roman Empire, some for good, some for bad, and I sort of want to know what his motivations behind that were.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience you've had and explain its impact on you.
Well, my first big job that I got was as a data analyst, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to be doing with that. It was a very important job, it seemed, in the company, and I guess that was my first experience starting something new that I really wasn't sure what I was getting myself into. And I guess growing through that was very important to me.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I guess that was exactly what I'm talking about. It was a huge risk because I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and it definitely paid off. I mean, it was one of the harder decisions in my life, but it was worth the risk.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
There's this thing that I've been learning about called emergence theory, or it's not even theory, it's emergence. It's like a scientific study. It's about how like simple everyday tasks of one can lead into a complex system in the aggregate, sort of how the economy works, where it's just everyone pursuing their own self-interest, and then you can build a whole economic model around it and create markets. Like if you study ants, they sort of have that same thing. So I guess emergence was one of those.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Oh, I would like to be back in South America, hiking through the mountains and camping.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
It's been a long time since I've seen my family. I'd love to be with my mother and my sisters and my brother.
What is your approach to life?
Every day, try your hardest. Everything will sort of work out if you just live by that.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Going to college, it was definitely very, very difficult, but I know it's going to pay off in the end. It was very important to me.
Who is your favorite actor?
Kevin Spacey.
What is your favorite dinner?
My favorite dinner is pad thai with some peanut sauce.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
It's this geeky German board game called Power Grid. In German, it's called Funkenschlag, and we play it a lot when I'm at home.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
I jumped off a cliff with a parachute. That was pretty crazy.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I get a glass of water, and I take my dog out.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I suppose never work again and just travel every day.
What is your favorite season and why?
I'm actually loving the fall right now. I like the temperature. Summer can get a little too dang hot. And I like the fall. I like being outside in the fall and the foliage and all of that. Pumpkin pie.
What matters to you most?
Family and my dog.
Tell us something that no one else knows about you unless they specifically asked you.
I suppose that large groups are sort of intimidating for me.
What is the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
Those are very all-encompassing questions. I'm not really sure if it's the funniest. I convinced my mother that I could sneeze with my eyes open. And she didn't believe me, so this is typical of my mother. She's not abusive or anything, but she put a line of pepper on the table for me to snort. And it didn't work. It just made my eyes water, but everyone was laughing so hard.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Microfinance is a way to bring micro loans to people in impoverished nations, and I always thought that was very important. I always advocate that whenever I can.
What is your family's brush with history?
My great aunt was involved in this huge circus in the 30s. She was a trapeze artist.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I don't really have a name for my superhero, but I would love to travel through time to be able to just pick a time and go to it. I guess give me super strength, too. I'll take that. Time-traveling Superman.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
I truly don't know. My great-great-grandfather on my mother's side came here on Ellis Island, and that's where their name changed. I don't want to say from what to what, but that's all I really know about that.
Why did you choose data analyst as your line of work?
Like I said before, I sort of like to find patterns in everyday life, and that is exactly what a data analyst does. Use it to predict what's going to happen and make different business decisions. I just think it's very rewarding and fun work.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
You know, that I'm able to come up with objective answers for questions that normally people just use their own experiences to answer, and I really like that about my work.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
I guess I would choose something more in the scientific field because I didn't really understand how interesting it was until I read more about it, you know. Just a scientist of some sort.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Well, I'd have, knock on wood, a wife, two kids, and I would value traveling a lot more than working, would be my hope.
Tell me what you consider a romantic evening.
Hike through the woods, picnic, and camping beneath the stars.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Funny, independent, empathetic.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Showing him you love him in some way that doesn't need justification, like giving someone a present when it's not their birthday or it's not a special occasion.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, I mean, at first it was just for money, but I do like the fact that I'm helping a family or a couple with something that is noble on their part and they can't go through with on their own. I'm just happy to help with that. I mean, there are people that have kids and they don't want them, and this is completely the other way around. They can't have them, and I'm trying to help them have them.
Is there a message you'd like to add for anyone listening to this interview?
Good luck with your new child. That's about it.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4594.